Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Radio Law Talk. Filling in for Fred Penny today, I'm Todd Kunin, seated to the place of usual prominence. So bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, you know, she came in today, and I felt like I needed a tranquilizer dart just to bring the energy level down. Denise Dirks, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I was real excited today to get here. And I was early, you guys.
I noticed that. You were here earlier than you usually are, which means it's not football early. It's not 10 minutes before the meeting starts. It's Denise early, which is, you know, a couple of minutes early, and that's fine.
Exactly. And those, look, the smooth melodic sounds that you just heard is that's the voice of Cal Hunter behind the glass.
That's funny.
He says, yeah, that's funny. Shut up, Todd. Just keep talking. So, yeah, Fred Penny on assignment. This is the last Radio Law Talk episode before Santa comes down the chimney. Next Saturday is the 25th of December, and so he will have come down the chimney in many locations, or if you happen to live in a townhome that doesn't have a chimney, or because of fire hazard, maybe he's got a universal key, he can come in through the front door. I don't know. I don't represent Santa. Okay.
Yet.
On the allegations of home invasion, you know, maybe I don't.
Too much cheer while he's driving the sleigh.
His nose is red. I think you can get busted for driving sleigh under influence.
Well, here's the question that I have about that, all right? So if, you know, we've had this discussion about these self-driving cars.
Yes.
Okay, and if a car was truly 100% self-driving, it'd be kind of hard to make a DUI if the car made all the decisions and the driver could do nothing. You're essentially a passenger in the car.
Unless it was programmed by a drunk.
Now it's what?
I'm sorry. I wanted to do the rim shot. I hit the wrong button. Unless it was programmed by a drunk.
He needs to turn right up here. So my question here is the more that somebody has the ability to take over control over those self-driving cars, the more liable they would be for DUI, all the way up to somebody who has no self-driving car and they are in 100% complete control. So I guess the question that I have is, what degree would Santa on the sleigh fall in that line there? I mean, are the reindeer completely autonomous?
Well, I'll tell you, I have been portraying the saint for the last week at a very prominent museum in Redding, California that just got some national play. And I will tell you this much. This particular Santa Claus, not a problem, but many that I have seen.
Too much ho, ho, ho.
Exactly. And
now let's not get into the Vegas of Las Vegas. Oh, sorry, my bad.
And yes, the reindeer are programmed. They just go where they need to go.
Because if I remember the story correctly, it was a foggy Christmas Eve.
Right.
And apparently it was fog that covered the entire globe. But it was that foggy Christmas Eve, Santa couldn't see, so Rudolph had to light the sleigh, and the reindeer went. And so, I mean, I don't think that Santa could see anything. So maybe it is completely autonomous.
I'm telling you, it is.
Okay. Right. Either way, this is still our last Radio Law Talk before Christmas. So
of the whole year, I would think.
Could be.
We got Christmas, then New Year's on Saturday.
Oh, yes, we do. And, you know, good heavens, we can't possibly do a show on New Year's. Right? So
we can't. I know where I'm going to be.
with an ice bag on your head. I'm teasing, of course.
I got you foggy Christmas Eve. That was the name of the drink I had. So
that's a good one.
So, look, some stuff's been going on in the news, legal related, and we will be covering that. Harvey Weinstein, you know, just when you thought you had said it all about about Mr. Weinstein back in the news for, and I'm not going to say I told you so, but I'm going to say I told you so. We could kind of see this one coming. What else do we got here, Denise? We've got...
We've got more of Elizabeth Holmes, and she testified, and now it's gone to the jury.
That's right. That's the Theranos case.
We got a lot of subpoenas coming out regarding the Rust.
Yes, Alec Baldwin, subpoena out for his cell phone. We'll talk about the significance of that. Because it's the holidays, a quasi-PSA, we're going to talk a little bit about driving under the influence of alcohol, the effect that it can have, and things like that. Cal has some questions he's going to pose to us.
I do.
And
we might see the terms of a secret settlement between Epstein and the accuser of Prince Andrew.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That was interesting, especially since, well, wait a minute. I mean, how can an agreement between the deceased and the accused protect a third party? But I guess we'll see how that's going to play out. We also have what most people show up for. And what most people tune in for is case or no case. Cal, do you have one ready for us here?
Of course I do. Are
All
you
right.
kidding me? That's
now
that
it's
right
time
there.
To play case or no case.
Yay!
Sandra Grundig was an office worker, competent but easily expendable, and she knew that. In fact, the very idea that she was lacking qualifications made her angry. Well, in fairness, everything made Sandra angry, and that was a problem. One day in her job at the local public utility, she showed her anger at a customer, and her boss overheard the end of her telephone conversation. He said, "Sandy, we can't talk to customers in that way." Sandy replied, "If it wasn't for these stupid customers, I'd have a really good job." She was fired from customer service that same day. And she went to see her friend to commiserate, and her friend said, "You know, you have an anger problem. I think you lack impulse control, and some people consider lacking impulse control a disability." Sandy thought about it, and she said, "You know what? Maybe I do lack impulse control." So she went to her personal attorney and asked if she might have a claim against her former employer, as they did not even offer an attempt to compensate or accommodate for her anger issues. She asked, case or no case? And Todd, I'm going to start with you.
There is no amount of trying to not make eye contact with Cal that will prevent Cal from calling on you first. It's like when you're at an intersection and you want to go first. You know, if I just don't make eye contact with the other driver, then I don't have to yield. Okay, I see how it goes. Did you say this was a public utility, Cal?
Yes, a municipal utility.
A municipal.
Like a garbage company. It's not
okay, all right. A municipal utility.
Mm-hmm.
And she got mad during customer service. And they fired her because of her anger issues.
Yeah.
How long ago was this? Do we know?
Let me see. I did not write the year down, so I don't.
So when you were making this up, you didn't bother to pontificate
okay.
on the year.
2019. Does that make
okay? 2019. Okay. Well, all right. See, here's the thing. If it's a public utility or a municipal agency, there is the protections as a civil servant and progressive discipline, and not the you're to a certain extent, unless you're on probation, you just can't be fired in most instances because you have civil service protection as an employee of a governmental or a public agency. And so because of that, while I don't think that she would necessarily win on a claim solely claiming, "Hey, anger is a disability and you fired me because of a disability," I do think she would prevail on a claim that you terminated me without providing progressive discipline and an opportunity to get my behavior in order because she worked for a public utility.
Well, I didn't say they didn't do that.
Okay. And because of all of that, and because you just threw out 2019.
I did. I just barfed it right out. 2019.
I'm going to say no case.
Okay. Fair enough. Denise, what do you think about this? Or do you want to wait till after the break? We're 30 seconds out. So.
Well, I'm kind of thinking I need to wait a little bit and weigh my options. Think about strategic moves.
I think we should only let her wait if she promises to dance and sing along with the song playing in the background right now.
All I Want for Christmas Is You. You know,
yes.
A great song. My wife last night said, "You know, I only know one line of this song," and I said, "Honey, that's all you need." All right. We'll be back on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. There's much more coming up right here.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is no fun.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
You know, when we went to the break, Cal, you were playing All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I was, right? Yes.
And yeah, I got to tell you, we'll get to Denise's answer. I take issue with that song.
And why is that?
I you know, to a certain extent, I think it's a very hurtful song. I think it's very hurtful for the person about whom she is singing. Because if you think about it, the lyric, the very first one is, I don't want a lot for Christmas. Okay, so you're expecting a low ticket, a low dollar ticket item, something that's not a lot.
Right.
I just want you. So you're telling me I'm not a lot.
Right.
Okay. And apparently I have no autonomy because later in the song, she is asking Santa to bring the person to deliver to her, regardless of what that person wants.
Who is not a lot.
Who is not a lot.
Yeah, no, you know, I understand that. Yeah.
Way to find the glasses half empty in that one. I found the cloud in that silver lining. Denise, all right, let's go back to case or no case. Denise, what is your answer to the... Do you want to set it up again so we know what's
issues.
Going on?
There was a woman who was angry most of the time. She had anger issues. She got fired from her customer service job at a utility, and she went to her friend. Her friend said, you know, anger can be considered a disability because lacks impulse control. So you may have a case. She went and asked her lawyer, said, look, could I have a case here against my former employer who did not make an accommodation for my lack of impulse control?
Well, this is a really famous case, actually. It's a scenario. And Sandra Grundig, she did lose her job because of her anger management issues. And she realized that she had a problem because of impulse control. So she's the one that developed the 52-week anger management courses. And she
really
made this a huge, 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 business now, and she's very famous for that. You know that. You should know that because you do criminal law, and of course I know that because I do family law, right?
The 52-week anger management course in domestic violence cases in the state of California and probably other jurisdictions is like one of the requirements if somebody's granted probation. They got to complete that course.
To say nothing of a famous movie with Jack Nicholson and Adam Sandler.
That's right.
That's even better.
So, to be honest, I just made all that up. No case.
Okay.
Well, see how easy it is to make stuff up? Look, see, and she was so convincing.
It is easy. And you know why that's easy? Because it is no case.
Yes. I said no case as well.
Yeah,
so you did. I thought you said that she couldn't do it. She didn't win.
I gave the long-winded legal analysis that lawyers do.
Yeah. He went like you wound around the tree a few times and then stopped.
Oh, my gosh. I got the idea from him. So I'm just a follower.
Next hour, a football coach is fired because of what he says is free speech. So we'll talk about that next time on Case or No Case. And that is going to do it for Case or No Case. Fred, by the way, loses 10 points because he's not here. No, I'm kidding.
He doesn't have 10 points to lose.
Oh, yikes.
But that sounds like the name of a movie. 10 points to lose. You know, 10 points to lose, the story of Weight Watchers.
That's right.
Oh, brother, you know.
I really wish you wouldn't bring that up now. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Before we, do you remember when we talked about the Scarlett Johansson suing Disney? Do you remember that? She sued Disney because Disney released the movie Black Widow, supposed to be this summer's blockbuster. It was supposed to be very popular, as all of the Marvel movies are. And she was an executive producer as well as the lead actor in the film. And her compensation was tied to a portion of the box office proceeds. And then Disney decided to release it simultaneously on Disney Plus, her argument there being, well, that cut into the box office proceeds, because why would people go to the theater to watch it when they could watch it at home on Disney Plus, and so you have breached the contract. Well, I was supposed to get 3 months of box office, and then you released it in Disney Plus, so you're undercutting me in terms of my compensation, that big lawsuit. Remember, we talked about all that?
Sure.
And they have since settled. It's all.
And we thought it was going to set the stage for future things to come. And
yes.
Really, and other people then jumped on the bandwagon and started to sue Disney as well for similar type of arrangements.
Yes, yes. And one of the key arguments, one of the ones I made when we did this legal analysis was, look, Black Widow grossed like $80 million, I think it was the first weekend, which was respectable but not on par with what the Marvel movies normally did. And as Fred rightly pointed out, there was also a limited number of theaters because some are still closed. But where you really noticed the drop-off was in the following week, when not as many people went back to go see it. Because normally with those, the following week is just as much, if not more, than the opening weekend. They continue to roll out and make money. And then in September, there was another Marvel movie that was released just at the box office and then later on Disney Plus. It's the new series of Marvel heroes. I think it was Chi or something. That was the Marvel. And that one did almost as much as Black Widow. And I use that as my argument that, see, there is no way this new Marvel movie without the star power of Scarlett Johansson was going to gross as much as Scarlett Johansson's movie did in July. And because they're equal, there will be clear evidence that Disney's tack in releasing it on both platforms clearly harmed Scarlett Johansson. And I was like righteous indignation in my support of Scarlett Johansson.
And offering free counseling services.
Absolutely.
And much more.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Therapeutic counseling massage is what I call it. And what I'm about to say will probably put the nail in the coffin of any hopes that she'll ever take me up on that offer. Because I saw Black Widow 2 days ago. It's free on Disney. I watched it. And you know what? I think the drop-off in box office has nothing to do with simultaneous release. I think it has everything to do with that movie was terrible.
El Stinko.
And the movie that competed with it is a darn good movie. Mm. Heaven forbid people go the box office results have anything to do with the quality of the film.
And you know what this means, right? Todd had to admit he was wrong.
Yes,
Isn't that exciting?
I was wrong. See, Denise now, she just got Christmas came early for Denise.
That's right.
I think it's also proof that star power can only take you so far.
Exactly.
If you don't deliver, the public is going to catch right on.
I was praying to be bitten by a Black Widow halfway through that movie. We'll be back after this. We'll talk about Harvey Weinstein, Rust, some other things. Don't go away.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from U.S. Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560. That's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House is suggesting that it might open the door to additional child tax credit payments if President Biden's huge social spending plan that Republicans are steadfastly against was to make it through Congress. Press Chief Jen Psaki saying double payments were possible in February if the Build Back Better plan is passed in January. 77 people known dead in Kentucky now, just one person still on the missing list. The Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, is, of course, from Kentucky, and on Friday he was touring the damage in Bowling Green.
They've got a system down that's absolutely spectacular. Somebody shows up with a chainsaw, with a buddy, pick a site, send them out, and it's been a remarkably well-organized cleanup and recovery effort.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Boys are weird.
Are you serious?
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So we going into the break, I was talking about the movie Black Widow and mentioning that, okay, I had to take back some things. And I made Denise's probably week, year, Christmas, whatever, because I admitted that I was wrong. And she's still doing the happy dance on that. And so one of the things, look, the movie came out in July, so hopefully this is not a spoiler alert, but it's been 6 months. You haven't watched it by now. I take no responsibility if I'm giving anything away. But one of the things in the movie, one of the themes here is that the villain has these, a whole group of females under a certain mind control, right? And so the quest here is, are they going to be freed from this because they're doing things that they don't want to do, but they feel like the villain is taking over their, you know, mind, their free will and everything. And I could not help but notice that in the film, the villain was cast and makeup and everything made to look suspiciously like the person in the next story we're going to cover, Harvey Weinstein. Because the whole thing was how these people were going to overcome the oppression of this villain, and certainly that was, those are the allegations and things that were made against Harvey Weinstein, the way he was when he was in Hollywood. But I just thought that was an interesting, clearly that movie would have been written and put into production after everything with Harvey Weinstein blew up and it was made known. I just thought it was sort of an interesting tie-in there. But Harvey Weinstein, back in the news. Denise, let me ask you a question. What do I say nearly every time we cover a case where the prosecution seems to be getting in an inordinate amount of evidence?
Be careful what you ask for, prosecutors, because you have a duty to get a fair trial so that it's not appealed and not overturned on appeal.
Absolutely. You have to preserve the integrity of the when we were covering we're talking about the Weinstein trial back in New York, you know, it was sort of a head scratcher. There was a lot of evidence that was admitted of people that were not named victims in the complaint, but those individuals got to testify about how they were treated or allegedly assaulted by Mr. Weinstein, even though those claims were not in front of the jury.
Right. We saw that in another case, and that was the Cosby case.
Absolutely.
Very, very familiar. You know, very similar type of a situation, and we all know what happened in Cosby. A different reason for being overturned, or actually it was dismissed altogether. Cosby was a little bit different in that it's just not an appeal going up that means they'll go back down and, you know, be retried. They decided in the Cosby case the evidence was prejudicial, but more importantly, the non-prosecution agreement was enforceable.
That's right. And so that one, the ruling there was it can't be tried, although the prosecution since appealed that so to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court has yet to rule about whether or not they're going to take up the Cosby appeal. But going back to Weinstein, look, when you do a criminal prosecution for sexual assault, that's what Weinstein was alleged to have engaged in and what he was prosecuted for. In some jurisdictions, California being one of them, apparently also in New York, you can't. Generally speaking, you can't introduce evidence to say, well, if he did it then, he probably did it here, right? If you did a DUI trial, for example, you couldn't introduce the evidence of a prior DUI to the jury while the jury's trying to determine whether or not you're guilty of the current DUI. After they make that determination, the prior may come in, but not while they are determining whether or not you had committed the current DUI. You can't. It's conduct to show conformity type evidence. But in sexual assault cases, a couple of others, there's a limited ability to bring it in if the perpetrator, the defendant, has a common plan, common motive, common modus operandi, common scheme that they follow to induce somebody or coerce somebody into engaging in acts that they would not otherwise have engaged in. And the court is allowed to introduce that evidence to show that the defendant followed the same pattern in this case. But there's a concern that if you go too overboard on that evidence, that the jury now is going to convict based upon the conduct evidence versus the evidence that you're actually being tried for.
Right, exactly. I mean, where does that line drop off? It's like one act would not be enough to show a pattern. Two acts may be enough to show a pattern. Three acts, yes, it would show a pattern. But four or five, too much.
Now you're just piling on.
That's right. More prejudice to that defendant, which is just creating a bias by which could create a bias by the jurors against that defendant.
And the reason we're bringing this up is because this last week, the conviction of Harvey Weinstein in New York went before an appellate panel of judges in the New York State Court of Appeals. And those were the concerns that the appellate justices had. They had concerns. It might have even gone beyond concerns. They were critical of the amount of evidence the trial judge let in to show the modus operandi type evidence versus actual evidence of the charges that Weinstein was facing.
Exactly. And in that, it's a five-judge panel.
Yes.
Which is kind of fun. And out of that, three of the five judges really made comments about how prejudicial this cumulative evidence could have been against Weinstein.
How is it that each crime is an island? Because it would seem to me as a complete outsider that one thing you'd want to know as a juror, is this a pattern? Has this guy done this before? What's the deal? So now each crime stands by itself and you'll never know that. That seems interesting to me.
Well, a little bit of evidence can come in to show the pattern. But when does that little evidence become too prejudicial? When does it become too cumulative that it becomes, well, not just repetitive, but when it actually takes a step beyond repetitive and becomes prejudicial?
Yeah, and an irritant to the jury, possibly, I would think.
Yeah, or just creating a bias in the jury so they are prejudiced as against the defendant's right to be considered innocent until proven guilty, right?
Exactly, exactly. And it wasn't just evidence of prior sexual acts that was brought in. Apparently, it came in that Harvey Weinstein had gotten in a fight with his brother during a meeting and beaten up his brother.
Beat his brother up in front of a group of people. Now, how is that relevant?
And one of the justices raised that. The justice said, quote, "Let's inflame the jury's heart by telling him that he beat up his brother during a meeting." And then noted, "I just don't see how there is a balance there on that. How is it that him beating up his brother in a meeting has anything to do with whether
rape
or
and
not,
assault?
Well, was the meeting about having to make payoffs to these victims?
No, it wasn't. It was just a
meeting.
It was just a meeting in the normal.
It was a character assassination, basically.
Exactly. And look, I want to be clear. We're not jumping on the poor Harvey Weinstein bandwagon. That's not my purpose in bringing this up at all. My purpose in bringing this up is, look, if somebody is convicted of a crime, and rightly so, and by the evidence that I'd seen, I agree with the conviction, right? My concern is when the prosecution does things that could ultimately lead to that prosecution being undone, and now they got to go back to square one and go through a trial all over again and call the same witnesses of the underlying offenses.
And the victims.
And they have to do it all over again. When, you know what, you didn't need to pile on that much and you still could have gotten your conviction. That's the concern that I have.
You know, I was talking about this issue with some friends last night, and one of my friends brought up a really interesting kind of a point, and that is they were talking about a different jury, but where the juror had failed to disclose that they had a domestic violence event when they were pregnant, and that they then went on to write a book and was on the juror of Scott Peterson.
Yes.
And, boy, everybody in that was discussing that was just really appalled by that. And in the Weinstein case, one of the justices raises the fact that the trial judge refused to remove a juror who had written a novel involving a predatory older man, as well as his decision to allow the prosecutors to have an expert on victim behavior and rape myths while testifying and rejecting testimony on similar subjects from the defense experts. So there's two more areas where it looks like this decision could be overturned and sent back to have a new trial.
That's
so
right.
There's a lot of different areas of this, and we'll unpack it later and see what happens.
I'm very curious to see how the court rules, but based upon everything I've read so far, it doesn't look good for the prosecution. Look, if you want to call us or participate, how can they do it?
You call 855-LAW-RADIO. That's 855-529-7234. We want to hear from you.
And Todd wants to hear from Mariah Carey.
Okay.
Or is it Ariana? Well, it doesn't matter. Either way, we'll be back with more Radio Law Talk in just a little bit right here. You stay there, we'll stay here, and the show will continue momentarily. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Show me the money. Oh, that's down.
And now, back to Radio Law Talk.
So we got through talking about Harvey Weinstein last section. We're going to stay in Hollywood for more legal proceedings going on in the movie-making industry. Those of you probably aware of the tragedy that occurred on the set of the film in production called Rust. It was being filmed in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And that was the incident where Alec Baldwin was rehearsing a scene. The director and director of photography were behind the camera framing the scene. They were going through the practices. Okay, this is how we want it to look. This is what we're doing. And the gun that Alec Baldwin was holding that everyone thought was not loaded and definitely not loaded with a live round, that gun went off, and the director was shot. The director of photography was also shot, and the director of photography later succumbed to her injuries. So the authorities in Santa Fe, New Mexico, are investigating that. The investigation is ongoing. You know, a lot of people look at this and say, well, does that mean that there are going to be criminal charges filed? Not necessarily, but you have to do the investigation so that you can later say, okay, we did it and we decided not to file criminal charges. It would look a lot worse if they did no investigation and just immediately exonerated everybody. You know the backlash to that. Oh, the rich movie star gets away. You know, and it's not to say that Mr. Baldwin or anybody else will be charged, but you just want to have a thorough investigation before that decision is made.
And what's good about it, and that we're seeing it with Rust, is that there really are almost almost two different investigations going on. You've got a criminal investigation regarding the death of this this person and the injury to another, and then you've got the safety, the workplace safety investigation going on to look at the labor issues, you know, whether or not there was, I guess it's occupational health and safety type.
That's right. I mean, this was a workplace incident. And look, everybody that's involved, that's being investigated, saying this was just a terrible accident. But even as an accident, OSHA is going to come in and review the safety records. They're going to review what protocols were in place, were they followed, if they were followed. Now, OSHA's findings will not result in criminal liability. The investigation will, but OSHA's findings will could result if there were violations of safety protocols and some pretty hefty fines.
Fines, but also could underlie the criminal investigations as well.
That's true.
So, you know, if there were violations and could violations, it could rise to the level of recklessness or you know, enough to support a homicide.
And that's where competing investigations get kind of tricky. Because, Denise, let's start with this one. The assistant director, what was the recent development with regard to the assistant director and a subpoena?
He got subpoenaed to give testimony before what would be considered New Mexico's OSHA,
yes,
right? Their Occupational Health Safety Bureau. And he through his attorney, declined to honor that subpoena, claimed he's going to claim the Fifth, and because of the criminal investigation was proceeding. So now we've got that, you know, kind of a conflict between being cooperative in the workplace safety investigation and then trying to shield oneself from the criminal investigation.
And so what did the court order? He said, look, I don't – initially he said, I shouldn't have to show up for the subpoena because I'm going to assert my Fifth Amendment privilege, so we shouldn't even do the deposition. What did the court say to that? The court said, sorry, buddy. You got to show up for the deposition.
You got to show up. You can't. Yes.
You can't just not go. You have to show up for the deposition.
No, he didn't say he couldn't assert his Fifth Amendment privilege.
Exactly, and that's what
right.
That's what I expect will probably happen. He'll show up for the deposition, and you got to know the investigators are probably expecting this. He'll show up and they'll open it up. They'll say, okay, we'll call his name. We're here for the deposition, and they'll ask a question, and he will say, on the advice of counsel, I'm going to assert my Fifth Amendment privilege not to testify. And he can do that at the deposition, but I think the court said, no, you got to go to the deposition and assert the right.
Right. This assistant director was the one that actually was responsible on the set for safety, and he also was handling the gun, and he also was the person who handed the gun to Baldwin.
That's right.
Actor Baldwin.
And when he handed
he certainly it's relevant to the workplace safety, what he has to say.
And when he handed the gun, he said cold weapon to indicate that it was not loaded.
And, allegedly.
Well, that's what he claims that he said, and Baldwin said that's what he heard when he got the weapon from the assistant director. So I can see exactly why the court would order him to be there for the subpoena, but I would anticipate that when the deposition happens, he's going to assert his Fifth Amendment right.
Absolutely. And you know what's funny? Another subpoena has issued. Actually, this is a warrant.
It's a warrant.
And the warrant is issued for Alec Baldwin's cell phone. And, you know, initially when you look at it, they asked Alec, you know, can we look at your cell phone? And he says, go get a warrant. And everybody goes, oh, my gosh, he's guilty. He's suspicious. It's, you know, why would he make him get a warrant? And, you know, it looks bad, right?
I don't think so. I think he said, if you want my phone, give me probable cause, and let's see on what basis do you want my phone.
And why do you think he would have a right to do that?
Well, isn't that part of unreasonable search and seizure?
That's right.
It is. And, in fact, I'll bet you 10 to 1, his attorneys told him, you tell him to go get a warrant. Because there's a lot of things that go on with evidence that if you don't have a warrant in place, it may not protect you if you just voluntarily turn over evidence.
That's right. So the unique thing about a cell phone, so we know Alec Baldwin, for example, has a lawyer. right? And it's very common for lawyers and their clients to communicate, and it's confidential communication, to communicate via their electronic devices, including cell phones.
Texting, yeah.
Exactly. And so I could see why initially he would say go get a warrant because this device can contain some confidential communication. Here's why it's important. Let's say that Baldwin just gave his phone to law enforcement. They said, hey, we want to search your phone. He said, here, have at it. Search my phone. If you do that as a defendant, you just give your phone over, there are no boundaries on law enforcement's searching through every part of that cell phone and every piece of communication, and they can look at anything in that cell phone. If they found evidence of a completely unrelated crime, you could be charged with that crime because they found it after you voluntarily gave them your cell phone with consent that they could go ahead and search it.
But kind of like saying, sure, search my house, or sure, search my car.
Exactly. Yeah. But when you say get a warrant, it's not that you're not wanting to be cooperative. But when a warrant issues, the law enforcement officer has to go to the judge to say, look, these are the things we are looking for. These are the parts we want to get into. And if there's a concern about confidential communication, sometimes a warrant will issue with a special master to review the information that's brought back so this exclude out the confidential communications. But it limits the scope of the search to things that are specific to the case being investigated. It was a smart move, and one that any, in my opinion, judicial officer, law enforcement officer should have expected to have happen because it protects all parties. It even protects law enforcement because now they have the authority from the court to go into a specific area and they don't get accused of going on a fishing expedition.
And it tells the prosecutors you're dealing with someone who knows their rights. And so you better watch what you're doing.
And I have to say that even though I'm not involved that much in criminal, every now and then it kind of crosses over with family. And in one particular case, somebody died in a home, and the homeowners said, go ahead and look. You can go ahead and search our house. It's fine, because they just wanted to be open and honest. And the police found incriminating evidence on a computer that then led to charges against one of the homeowners. Yeah. So that's a very good example of where you want to not be too forthcoming with police and investigators.
One other thing, because we're coming up at the end of our first hour here. A lot of people think that getting the cell phone is specific to communications. Boy, did he admit this? Did something happen? There's a lot of information that can be gathered from a cell phone, not the least of which is your cell phone acts as a GPS record of where your phone has been, and they can tell where the phone was to match up with the statements from people to say where I was an hour before the crime, 15 minutes before the crime, you know, at the time of. That is a very important record that law enforcement often uses.
Right, or you're searching stuff on the internet, or you're asking Siri for answers.
That's right.
So it's like an airline black box on your life.
Exactly. Very good analogy.
Thank you.
Cal, take us out.
I will. Thanks for listening to the first hour of Radio Law Talk, and we want to remind you there are two more hours coming up. So if your station should stop carrying the show, hop on over to RadioLawTalk.com where the show is streaming. We'll be back at 6 minutes after.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.